and if other people wish to speak or say a few words, we'll open up the mic. Our next speaker is John Parker from the International Action Center, who's going to give us a few words.
Thank you. You know, I was just wondering to myself, what kind of a beast would take young people, throw them in jail in overcrowded situations, humiliate them, all for what? Because they didn't want a rubber stamp, a summit that was going to rubber stamp corporate global thievery. So they don't aren't allowed to protest that. What kind of a beast would go and unleash some thugs in Haiti? Some thugs who have killed and maimed and tortured. What kind of a beast would send bombs and bombs on Iraqi children, terrorizing them, and then torturing, having such horrible torturing situations that we've seen in Iraq, but we know it's been going on and going on. What kind of a beast would have prisons like they have here in this country? People in solitary confinement 24 hours, 24/7, people being beaten by guards. What kind of beast would be denying, like they denied Leonard Peltier, medical care? Well, there's something going on with that beast. It's kind of like a smell. You know, you have a smell in your house, and you don't know where the smell's coming from. You go to the kitchen, and it's not in there. You go to the living room, it's not in there. You wind up in the bathroom, you're like, ah, the toilet was stopped up. The smell was coming from that, emanating from the toilet. Well, there's a big toilet in Washington, D.C., that's emanating the biggest smells that is creating all of these torturous situations and all of the horrors of U.S. imperialism. That's the string that sews all of this stuff together. Because, you know, Vicente Fox would not be hiding in the bush if there were no bush.
Right on, brother.
That's emanating from U.S. imperialism. And that's why we here in the International Action Center have to stand in solidarity with the people here, because we know there are responsibility living in this country in the belly of the beast that we have to fight day in and day out and stand in solidarity. And let me tell you why they're so afraid. Why would they do these things to young people, to children? And why would they torture our communities like they do with the police and all this? Because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of our strength. They're afraid when people can speak in their native tongue. People can remember their dances from their traditions. They try to whitewash all. They try to wash all that. They try to do it to black people in this country. They try to get us to speak the proper English. They try to get us to do all this and all that so we can forget our heritage. Because what's in our heritage is so important? Our heritage of fight back, of resistance. And that's what they want us to forget about. But we're not going to forget about it. I mean, I don't know any language in the African tongue or anything like that, but every once in a while the Ebonic slips out and I'd be saying this and that, and you know, and that's related to some of the African language. So they can't get away from us. They can't get away that spirit and resistance and that anger and that fight back. And we're going to fight back in many ways. We're going to fight back with leaflets. We're going to fight back with our fists. We're going to fight back. But the main way we're going to fight back is staying in unity with each other. And staying in unity and staying in solidarity with each other's causes and respecting each other's traditions. And that's how we're going to stay together. And everybody in this country, all working people, have traditions that of resistance. Yeah. We just need to tap into those things and stay united and fight back. And we will be victorious. And I want to thank you.